You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
I'm broadcasting from Denver this week from our sister station, KUVO. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the political climate in Colorado. This is a state where there's a lot up for grabs as we head into midterm elections. But people here aren't just talking about politics. They're also arguing about art. The artist Christo is in town, and controversy seems to follow him wherever he goes. Christo and his partner Jean-Claude are known worldwide for draping fabric over public monuments and even natural landscapes like the famous Gates Project in New York's Central Park. Jean-Claude passed away this past November. Here she is describing how she and her longtime artistic collaborator and husband met.
We met in Paris in 1958. We were 23 years old, and Christo was a young artist, penniless. I became an artist out of love for Christo. If he had been a dentist, I would have become a dentist.
At the time of her death, the pair was working on another major installation, and that work goes forward. Christo's planning to install about 6 miles worth of fabric panels that will drape over various portions of a 42-mile stretch of the Arkansas River located in southern Colorado. The project is called Over the River. I talked about the project with Christo earlier this week. Tell me about a collaboration with another human being and another artist that could last for decades. I mean, collaborations are difficult to sustain just for the course of one project. How do you make that last over the course of decades?
We were very young. We were born the same day, same year. We were all the same age. And I lived with Jean-Claude for 51 years. And of course, we grow together. You know, it's not something like separate. We grow together and we fight, we scream, we argue, we criticizing each other. Should be done that way, should be done other way. But probably this is the most important part. This is continuous critical attitude that gives us energy to move ahead.
Did either one of you win more often when you were talking about the art?
Not winning. This is not a question of winning. The question is that if I do something and she the opposite, I'm thinking probably she's right or she thinks I'm right. And we need to arrive to the right consensus, you know.
So what are the benefits? I mean, what do you see as the benefits of that kind of collaboration as opposed to...
Usually the artists work alone in the studio.
Yeah.
We have a supreme privilege. But we're in that continuous process of, from the beginning, arguing, criticizing each other. And this is probably the only things I'm missing so much now, because there was a non-stop critical attitude of Jean-Claude. And sometimes I always think what she will do.
But tell me about this project and what the concept of is. What will it look like when it's finished?
You should imagine that this project have two ways to see it. One, you drive on the road, is Highway 50 of the south bank of the Arkansas River in the eastern slope of the Rocky Mountains. And you can see project from above. And this succession of 1,000 fabric panels, they're moving in the wind like the surf on the ocean. It's unbelievable. They're silver color. But they are another experience to see the project inside. The project will be above you. And through the fabric, I can see the cloud formation and contour of the mountains. It's totally different vision.
So if I'm rafting down the Arkansas River and passing beneath these panels...
Underneath, yes.
What will I take away from looking at that landscape that I wouldn't have seen if the panels weren't there?
There are many interruptions. Like a canopy, like a baldachin, something above you, moving in the wind. And it's extremely dynamic. It created incredible, beautiful shadow in the water.
So it's really an aesthetic effect.
Of course it's aesthetic. The artists do with beautiful things. Art is dealing with beauty, and the beauty is related. You know, the fabric panel is not the work of art. All this togetherness, the roads, the bridges, the houses, the telephone poles, basically you live with all that together.
So you are clearly, over the course of your work, no stranger to controversy. That's something that accompanies your artwork as much as a fabric does, wouldn't you say?
It's very important that you understand that controversy is part of the work of art.
I am fascinated by this concept that the controversy is part of the work of art. Let's hear the voice of one of your opponents. This is Marcia Nolan, who attended an informational hearing, part of this process, in the past summer. And here's what she had to say.
It's hard for me to feel like it's truly art when you just hang up some fabric. My biggest concern, I think, is traffic. If people are slowing down to see something like that, it's going to be a big bottleneck.
So it doesn't bother you to hear criticism like this?
We always say with Jean-Claude that we create gentle disturbance for a few days. This is only 2 weeks of exhibition, you understand? After 2 weeks, the project is removed, everything will be removed. The world is filled with so many ugly things, and we accept it very naturally. And we like to only to have this 14 days exhibition, and after that is removed, and only memory and the great experience will stay in the heart of the people.
Well, to what extent does the viewing of your art change by the controversy that went before?
Imagine what gratification. There's no painting of an artist everybody is discussing before the painting is created. There's no sculpture of an artist everybody discusses before sculpture is created. And our art is argued, discussed before it exists.
And it doesn't matter.
But that is an incredible pleasure. It's incredible pleasure. You know, artists always try to do painting or sculpture and to create some kind of dialogue that people comments. But imagine, we're 18 years we work on that project. For 18 years, the people argue how much beautiful will be, how much awful will be. Imagine, all that is part of the work of art. In a way, opposition belongs to the work of art because they start to think about art. Imagine that people who never thinking about suddenly think, oh, it's terrible, art fabric cannot be art, but they're thinking about art. They're not thinking about cooking.
So what's your message to the people of Colorado who are worried
about
this project?
No, but the work of art is entire experience, not only these 14 days of exhibition. The work of art is that to perceive that art is beyond painting or sculpture or museum and a very protective, special place. You don't buy tickets. You can see it every time. You cannot see it. This project, the unique image is embody something, experience, never forget, and then we go to the next.
The art project is called Over the River by the artist duo Jean-Claude and Christo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we'll bring you more from Colorado as all eyes are on the state's heated races going into the midterm elections.